Who doesn't like a really, really low quality audio file when those cymbals have that unmistakable sound of a 64 kbps MP3? Just that horrible crunchy.
I certainly don't not like it.
Really? That was like three negatives. I don't even
know. I like it crunchy.
You are speaking in tongues right now. We are playing our old intro song because Lemmy died.
Yeah. This song goes back, though.
Yeah, this goes back to the episodes like 3 or 4 years ago, back before I knew about copyright law. Wink, wink. And, I guess Lemmy's dead, so it's just everyone's song now.
No one's going to police anymore.
Was that plausible
deniability?
Belongs
to the ages.
I didn't know anything about it.
Well, the big thing to know about Lemmy is he fronted the band Hawkwind at the beginning of his career.
Oh, no, I didn't
know
anything about copyright laws.
Screw Motorhead. That was just an afterthought. An appendix on the Lemmy story. All Hawkwind over here.
Are you talking about Hawkwind? I love Hawkwind.
I'm talking Hawkwind. Yep. Why'd you think, like, on the side of my 84 Astro,
it's my Spotify
Hawkwind
channel.
Sprayed dead center? You think it's about a farting bird? No. It's about a Lemmy Kilmister band.
I miss my Astro
farting
band.
Bird that sprayed your car.
Yeah, and it just sprayed Hawkwind. It was the world's most talented bird. All right, people. It is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. My Twitter handle's at Papa's Basement. You can find me there. You guys do your intros now. No,
hi.
Did I forget? Oh, Instagram for me, too, at Papa's Basement.
It's all Papa's Basement.
Now, you guys.
I'm at
there's also facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I think that's it. All right.
And I'm Pete, baby.
In Papa's Basement at gmail.com. All right. Oh, and there's a Tumblr,
there's
yeah.
a Tumblr, too.
Yeah.
And you guys know about the YouTube, right? Did you already mention that?
There's a YouTube channel, Papa's Basement.
Okay.
And also my
Reddit?
My breeding porn Tumblr, allinternal.tumblr.com.
Breeding porn?
Breeding porn.
Ooh.
You know.
That sounds sketchy.
Who needs the pill? Screws with hormones.
Coming out the flesh.
Yeah, that word makes me sick.
What, breeding?
I'm at Pete Maybe.
Breeding?
It's been used very vulgar.
You don't
like the porn.
You don't
sites.
Like hearing sexy John Papa Giorgio.
Oh, doesn't it sound great?
Dirty?
Yeah.
Breeding.
I'm gonna breed this one.
Upinit.tumblr.com.
Oh.
Are you a fan of the breeders?
There
yeah,
you go.
Sure.
Who was that? Kim
Deal.
Deal. Yeah, mm-hmm. Look at me knowing things.
Or No Deal.
After you. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, back to you guys.
At Pete Maybe.
Oh.
I squeezed it in there when you guys...
And Butters?
Well, first of all, I would like to say I'm not dead. I know everyone's been very concerned.
Have
yeah,
we?
They were.
Yep.
Oh, I was.
You missed...
You guys were texting me constantly.
I thought you just mm-hmm. left the show.
FaceTiming me. I don't even know how
I
to
know
use
that
FaceTime.
You're a young social justice warrior, and I was like, she's actually listened to the show, and she left.
I got enraged and I flew away on my social justice cape. No, I had a stomach virus for Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and tonsillitis for Christmas. So my holiday season is not going as spectacular as I had hoped it would.
Are
but
you
I'm,
better?
Yeah.
Or is this like when Rock Hudson had pneumonia and then he's like dead 48 hours later?
You know, this may be the calm before the storm.
Oh, no.
Only time will tell. But I'm alive for now. And
well,
so
if it happens on air, it's going to make for a great
Don't say
episode.
That. That's so weird. I did have a dead guy on the show.
We
I
are
forgot
die
that.
During the show?
One day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like,
it was
oh,
little
it might not happen.
Well, yeah, it was little Misha happen. Barton barfing up her soup in front of young Haley Joel Osment. It was amazing. No, there's a guy, if you really want to get political, well, you don't have to make this political. You can,
no,
though. A guy, Josh Williams. And he was like a waiter, so he didn't have health insurance, and he got the pneumonia, and then he did an episode on the show, and like 3 months later, he got the pneumonia, just like you had, and then...
Not just like I had.
Just
don't,
like you had.
Don't put that hex on me.
Just like, and then don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. And he went to the hospital like too late because he didn't have health insurance. And finally,
damn.
When he was like, I'm coughing up blood. Maybe this is real. Maybe it's the consumption. And he went to the hospital and died like 2 days later.
That's just where it fills up with water and stuff
so
like that.
So we have
right?
had
or
a
like...
dead guy on the show. And
hey,
I have
well,
had intercourse with someone who later died, which is
great.
Also
on
creepy.
On that note, I'm Is Butterworth It on Twitter.
That's true.
I'm mm-hmm. also Is Butterworth It on Instagram, and I am How Much Is Butterworth on Tumblr.
And she uses every account to list the dead people I have either had on the show or intercourse.
And follow her while
One,
you can.
Two, end of list.
Exactly. God rest him.
Follow her while you can.
Yeah. So Lemmy's dead. Lemmy's moles are dead too. I'm not sure. Do you think maybe like when Lemmy dies, if you don't know what I'm talking about, yeah, Google Lemmy mole. Like they both just uprooted and started walking like animated meatballs.
I don't know how anyone could forget that. And then, there are people that don't know Lemmy, but they know those moles.
Those moles, you're right. Like they had their own passport.
Yeah.
There's no way there isn't a Tumblr called lemmysmoles.tumblr.com, and it's just his moles.
It's right up Tumblr's alley.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, Tumblr alley.
Lemmy's moles, F
yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like they, when he passed, they abandoned ship. Like he was like, guys, I don't think it's good. You need to run while you still can. And then they like hopped off and they climbed onto the face of like his Indian doctor. And the next day that guy woke up with like long hair. And the British gay biker mustache, yeah.
I'm going to pitch something
like,
right now.
I really need to play bass. What's that?
Osmosis Jones 2.
Okay.
Lemmy's Moles.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, that works. But I don't know who we're going to pitch it to.
I don't know what Osmosis Jones is.
What?
Really?
The animated movie about a virus and the internal workings of our body released by DreamWorks.
I learned a lot about anthrax.
Isn't that, didn't they do that like, recently?
Bill Murray was in it. No, it was like 20 years ago.
They made that movie again then. There's the one
you mean
called,
Inside
like,
Out?
In the little girl's head.
I
that's what it was called, I think.
I think it's called Inside Out.
Nah.
And time
agree to
is
disagree.
All running together to you.
That's true. It's a flat circle. Is that what
it sure is.
Yeah. It's they did that shtick. So they've done this previously?
They do it all the time. They recycle it all the time.
So inside a brain and inside a body.
One is about physical health. Uh-huh. One is about mental health.
So is there going to be like a third one dedicated to inside a little girl's spirit inside her body? I mean,
that was Pocahontas.
They stole that from Inner Space.
That's and it's no, I was going to make a Pluto Nash reference, but Pluto Nash was not pint sized and in anyone's body.
No.
That is the was the Incredible Journey. Pluto Nash was normal sized, gigantic bomb, tremendous bomb, but just normal sized. But don't look at me. Pluto Nash was
an incredible
financial bomb. I think Pluto Nash cost $97 million to make, and Pluto Nash brought in roughly $38,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And what year was this?
Pluto Nash was 2002. We got Fact Boy
so
Pedro on it.
$97 million.
Oh, no. I was actually looking at the, what was the bomb that just happened recently? We Are Your Friends.
We Are Your Friends?
Right? Yeah, that's the one with Zac Efron.
I thought you're
that was like a killer. That bombed.
How about Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel?
Oh, you guys
released
cock-blocked
on the same
me.
Day as
he said bomb, and I was gonna make a Bataclan reference.
The Star Wars.
You know. Oh yeah, it's always fun.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. That was the consternation.
Butter's back.
The reprobation. I missed it so much. But all right, hold on. I'm looking up Pluto Nash because that's what I was 1 year off. 2002.
This is so fun. Everyone's on their devices.
Okay, budget 100 million, box office 7.1, and that's why we don't give Eddie Murphy nice things.
And 100 million back then is
in 2002. That's like 450 million now. I
don't know if those inflation numbers are right.
I took a math class.
Seems a little exaggerated to me.
I am an Asian male.
Ask an Asian.
So,
oh, that's true. Yeah. You got me beat there.
Thank you.
I am looking right at you.
I don't like playing the A card too much, but
that
I will if
out,
I have
folks.
To. It does. She is staring at the three lifesavers left silhouette in my britches. She's like, it does check out. Yeah, you laughed. You laughed, and I'm going to...
But I didn't like it.
I'm going to rat you out to the ACLU, and then you'll be on my show forever.
Please don't tell them about this.
So it's been a couple weeks since we were on air because Butters was sick, and then...
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Last time, Jay and I were actually poised to do another solo show, and I don't know what came up other than you were drinking
beer?
Really quickly. Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't want to like say that, like,
no.
Haha, get
no,
it.
No, no,
it
no, no,
cool.
no.
When you say it
actually,
came
I'll tell
up
you guys,
quickly, does
I'll,
that mean you vomited up beer?
No, I'll tell you what happened was we had planned on doing the show, and then John, as I'm just about to the door, goes, oh, you should know I have a house guest at the time, and he's from France, and we're going to cater to him for the whole time.
That's true. My buddy Rich. My buddy Rich is back from France.
Rich from France?
Where he lives with his 97-year-old senile grandmother.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't mention nothing about that.
Oh, no, no. And French. He's from the South. Can, whatever the hell it is.
So he just runs the
it's
joint.
It's in the South. Cans. Yeah. Kansas.
Cans.
It's like the band and the country.
Dust in the France.
Yeah, the country state. He has a grandma that he lives with, and her name is Maymay, which is the French equivalent of Meemaw. No kidding. I know we think that France is all fancy, but a lot of it's really like hayseed.
Yeah.
I mean, every country has its like hick place.
Would she be offended if someone just called her Meme? If it's Maymay?
I mean, she would for roughly 3 seconds, and then and she then would she say, would... like, who are you again?
Okay.
She is really? She is bat-ass senile, and there's nothing better than calling up Rich. And like,
do you get her on the phone?
Well, I hear her in the background.
Oh, like, okay.
He'll be talking to me, and then he'll see her just like grab a boiling pot of soup and like dump it in the sink and then put like the hot pot inside the refrigerator. And then I'll just hear like, oh, qu'est-ce que c'est, Maymay? And I lose my mind. And then she starts screaming at him in like French, but also Sicilian, because she's like
really?
From Italy originally. Yeah. And it's, I like, it needs to be a YouTube channel. Just like Maymay does horrible things. Like, she loves taking their food. And she, because Maymay is 97, so Maymay predates refrigeration for the most part. So she'll take their food that might have been eaten already.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe a plate of chicken bones. Or maybe a plate of food that hasn't even been served yet. But then she'll either hide it in the closet or put it outside because, like, your food gets the right temperature overnight. And that's how you preserve it. And so then my buddy will walk out
after starving all night. Is that a senile thing or is that literally a thing?
And then, like, step on a plate full of spaghetti and be like, oh, that's where it went.
That's a good way to make friends with your neighbors. Is to have your grandmother.
If your neighbors are Mr. and Mrs. Raccoon, yeah. They'll love you. So, yeah, Rich came
over.
And then I had a business call for my big boy job. And I contracted AIDS during that call. Yeah, I left you alone with my friend for an hour.
Yep.
I have money to make.
And we conspired.
Yes.
You said that you contracted AIDS.
I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah, it almost slipped by me because I was really zoning out, thinking about this old woman.
It's the last episode of the year.
Putting out a plate of spaghetti.
Yeah, Maymay. She has a name.
Cold hard ground.
She has a name.
But you said you caught AIDS.
I did.
How? What?
Well, first,
sure?
I want you to note the bravery with which I handle my fight. Second of all, of course, not sexually. At this point, I would almost take the AIDS if it meant the sex.
And, the scales.
Yeah, exactly. They got pills.
Yeah, they do.
Magic Johnson's still
Charlie
alive.
Charlie Sheen's
folks.
Doing.
Charlie. Do you have Magic Johnson money?
Because of what he did,
yeah.
It's now like way cheap.
Okay.
I mean, to record the you know, the White Album, it was like $1 million in the day.
Go get it.
And now,
and tell me.
Now I can get a board for $200 and record you a decent album. That's technology at work, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was helping a guy do the knob, like his daughter's doorknob broke and he was over there.
Slobbing the knob.
I was slobbing above the knobbing. And he, at some point we had to pull the door off the hinges because it was that messed up. And I just wanted to get back to these guys. It was pretty much Cold Mountain. I'm except Jay, or I'm sorry, Pete maybe, has Jude Law's hairline. And
yeah. We've been over that.
I was trying to get back to him instead
Thank
of Nicole
you.
Kidman.
Yeah, the picture earlier made me look like that that rock and roll guy from McDonald's, the Moon Man. Yeah, so I really appreciate you posting that.
Glad,
thanks, John.
Glad you like.
You guys can check that out on Twitter.
At Papa's Basement. Not the other ones. So I'm just trying to get this thing back on. I'm just trying to get home to these two. I want to hear the stories of Maymay. I want to get back to Jay.
We're going
to
drink all the beer.
That too.
You
that's
knew.
A very
don't
real danger.
Sound excited
we did.
To
actually.
See me.
He fights some demons with that bottle. Well, I was getting back to them at my place, not
I
getting
see.
Back to you in the studio.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Can't you tell from my voice? Come on.
I can't.
This is crackling. This is a live wire right here. So many amps going through these vocal cords. The voltage insane.
I'm really impressed with your metaphors right now.
Mm-hmm. You could. is it Steve Avery? What's his name?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you,
the case.
You could fry Steve Avery with the juice going through my my being right
but
now.
But should we?
Yeah, that's he did question. It. He did it. And if he didn't, we need to just keep him from reproducing anymore. But we'll get to the making of murderer story later. Even you're nodding. Sterilization for the stupid, yeah. So I'm trying to get this GD door back on.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle of it, the guy that I'm working with, because he wants to help out. Like most men, when I'm working at their place, they want to help out in some way, shape, or form as I do my locksmith duties.
Generally in the way.
Because you're being outmanned. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like you're calling me in to have sex with your wife, if your wife was a door. And they want to feel useful. So I have to slow down my role just so they can get in on the mix. Sometimes I'm like, you want to hold the screwdriver
you feel like
for a bit?
You're basically teaching them, right?
It's really, yeah.
You're like, look, this is how you do it.
This
is how a man does it.
Fragile masculinity.
It's annoying, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not usually bothered by it. I'm like, just get it done. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Exactly. I view it as, why are you paying me? You're paying me because I'm the pro. Why are you hanging over my shoulder? You want to do that? Watch
know,
a YouTube
weird.
Video. Anything I can do, I learned on YouTube. There you go. So we pull this door off, and then we put it back on, and I notice somehow out of nowhere, like, his hand has been, like, slashed wide open. And he's just got blood all over his hand. And I'm like, I know this will end with me, like, indirectly touching that blood. And
or shaking his hand
out.
Or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? When did it become cool to just bleed?
Blood brothers.
Yeah. Like, you're not the O.J. Simpson
just take
to
care
my Cato
of it. Yeah.
Galen. Like, it's not cool that you just have a big hand gash and you're like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, walk inside. Take care of it.
Dripping all over the place. Yeah. Put a GD bandage on it. For God's sake. Like, I mean, really, it's going to look like Wilson. Just smear it all over his nice
door.
White door. Yeah, put a bandage on it. So
that'll keep him out.
The whole time he's going on about, like, blah, blah, blah. They didn't pack the proper screws to put this doorknob on. And I'm like, you know, I'm not stupid. I could have done this. They just didn't have the screws. I'm like, fine. They didn't have the screws.
Sure.
I don't see them. You know, I'll play along. Yes, the Chinese that make these crappy products, they forgot your screw packet.
They always forget to put the screws to you.
Yeah, that's what they do. They pee in our Cokes, then they hide our screws.
I can't blame them.
So right at the end, when I'm about to peace out, I put on another doorknob. He digs his bloody beaver paw in his pants and pulls out two screws smeared in blood.
Oh.
And it's like... Are these the ones you're looking for? And I'm like, you bleeding SOB.
Disgusting.
Yes, they are. So I take the two needles from Scott Weiland, and I'm working, you know, putting the damn things in. I'm like, you know, my ungloved hands. And I was like a really OCD germ guy as a kid. Like I used to wash until my hands were all like raw. Like I was nuts with it. And to this day, I'm
still
kind of
them.
Like... really OCD.
The
unless,
world is filthy.
You
it's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Unless it comes to any sort of sex whatsoever, in which case somehow the woman I'm with...
It's got to be filthy.
...is virginal. Like, she is just wrapper fresh. I don't care if we met because I watched her perform on a cam site with another guy. Somehow, like, yeah, the Virgin Mary, she's born again.
Yeah.
And it's all clean.
She's fine, I'm sure.
Short of that, though, everyone is teeming with it. So I'm holding these two infected sharps, as they call them in the medical world. And sure enough, at some point, I'm dealing with a metal shaving that, like, pricks me right in the hand, and magic blood starts leaking out of me. And I'm like, that's...
Oh, I didn't know you actually got cut that time.
I got cut.
Oh,
you
God.
Might want to get yourself tested.
Yeah, well... Well, I could do that, except I remember the last time I was there about 3 years ago, a woman, a nurse at the STD clinic who was sick of seeing me. And if you've listened to the show a lot, you've heard this line about 10 times. She's like, you realize the test isn't a cure, right? Why don't you just wear a condom?
Okay, why can't I still get tested?
Yeah, and I just wanted to be
rude.
Like, because they stink.
You know what
Have
I love
worn one?
In the medical profession is
what?
Judgment.
Yeah.
That's a really good
word. I was slut-shamed.
A lot.
I was slut-shamed.
Slut.
I wanted to be like, hey, maybe if you didn't pack these crap lifestyles condoms and you gave me a real rubber that didn't feel like I'd sprayed Novocaine and then smashed it with a hammer.
Yeah. There's Ambisol on the tip of that. I know
it. Exactly.
I know it.
I mean, I remember one time I was with a girl and used a bright red condom that they had given me. Because they passed out condoms that looked like they should have been used as like balloon animals. And she just started laughing. And I mean, for probably God knows what reason.
At your balloon animal.
But at some point, I'm going to say it was the laughter started not when I was atop her, but when I put a bright red condom on my penis and it looked like she was getting banged by a bicycle.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Like, why? If you want people to have safe sex, give them the good stuff.
Yeah.
Or just, like, you know, violate every ethic and publish the names of everyone who tested positive for AIDS. Either or.
You can do camper. That, sure.
Yeah, so that's how I got AIDS, because
like
Pete rushed me.
Around.
And then I was, like, really flustered that I had AIDS now. And, you
know. As one would be.
Yeah, so I, like, made a lot of donations to whatever charity Freddie Mercury founded right before he passed. And I sang before Wembley. It was really impressive. Like, they all loved me.
And this man that infected you, he has a daughter?
Yeah.
So he's taking care of at least one child walking around with open wounds, bleeding on
Well, no, he was like 50. His daughter's like 25.
Oh, okay.
I know you're trying to make it sound like he was like, oh, hey, Gretchen, time for Baba. And then he's tying off some like pink formula, but it should be white. If you know what I'm saying.
Nope, that's not where I was going.
Oh, okay.
I was saying I'm concerned for this young girl's safety because her father is clearly very incompetent.
Oh.
But no, please continue down the path you took.
Oh, that he's
old enough where he should be taking care of
that
himself.
That he's a Christ-like figure feeding his blood to his child.
Oh, that's Stigmata. Not what I thought you were saying.
Oh, no. He was like a guy in his 50s, army dude. And he just, clearly he fits the profile of a man who's a high-risk AIDS.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, but I don't know. He was a guy, a black dude in his 50s, and Arthur Ashe did exist. So, you know, give me 6 months, then I'll be all right again.
It's all Reagan's
fault. You'll be fine.
So, yeah, I got AIDS, and then I came back.
Lots of orange juice.
And Pete has an alcohol problem.
That's not true.
Really is.
I'm going to say that on air.
Well, I know that people might listen to this, so okay, you don't have an alcohol problem. But somehow 6 beers disappeared like in the hour I was gone, and I think they lived in Pete's tummy home.
It's not that bad. Right?
Yeah, well, see, Butters isn't around for our show prep.
Rich was there too.
It really consists of like me.
Okay, see, now this is all lies.
I don't know who to believe.
Continue.
Which one do I shoot?
Okay, so he will come to my apartment.
I'm the real John.
And just shotgun him. Not actual shotgun. Like, he doesn't take, like, a Bud Light can and stick a Bowie knife in the side.
Camping style.
But, and he drinks ciders because he has
Heyo.
Yeah, what's
Silly
the scientific X. name of the condition? Queer tummy?
That's yep, it.
That's,
okay.
You nailed it.
Oh, you guys both have queer tummy.
Crap factory.
Yeah. queer tummy / gazo guts. And she's laughing.
My tubes.
Yeah. And so he has to drink ciders, but he'll buy like a 6-pack of ciders that, comes with a diaphragm. And he'll throw the diaphragm away, but he'll drink the ciders really quickly.
Well, they're really easy to drink.
They really are.
I mean, you know,
especially
six pack
with a funnel.
Of, like, Bud, that's one thing. But with Angry Orch, you know, it's like drinking candy.
Yeah, that's some good
and
stuff.
And you go through them and you don't feel as drunk right away as I think you do with beer.
Yeah, John, I've already told you. They're a lower alcohol content. I mean, the whole charade. And also,
right
this isn't even true. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's not true. But
more importantly.
He drinks in front of me like I'm a kid, like he refers to it as daddy's special soda that I shouldn't get into.
There's some untrue episodes where maybe there was a 6-pack consumed.
No, it's great. Yeah. Like, you can just see us like going in different directions on the little bar, well, not a bar graph. I guess it'd be a line graph where, like, I come in here and I'm chugging coffees and you just see him digesting a cider. And he's like, fine, I'm ready.
John, let me sit in your car for a second.
I was born ready. Yeah. Gonna be sick from all the ciders I didn't drink. I'm Elvis when I'm drunk. Hey.
But oh, an apple a day.
That's what I say.
Angry Orchard a day. What? So, yeah. Christmas. I know we're all
Keep
three
Christ.
Jewish. That's why this podcast is huge and why we're doing this Christmas episode from the outside looking in.
My uncle got me a TV show for Christmas.
Oh, no. Who did that? Who really did that?
I don't know. I'm not Jewish.
You broke
the line. I don't know.
Sorry.
Well, while he fiddles with his stick.
Yeah, are you all right? Is the mic falling apart?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just close.
So, yeah, Christmas. I my Christmas this year, wondering why Christmas missed us. My Christmas this year was one of my lesser ones. Not that anything too bad happened, but I will talk about the insanity that goes on really in my house every year. Because my brother, I love my brother. Those who have listened to the show a lot have heard Will on the air.
I think we all can tell.
But he gets a little squirrely about some stuff.
I love squirrels.
And Christmas, they're so precious. Especially the way the gray ones hunted the red ones out of existence.
You do see occasionally a black one, but...
yeah. In Woodbridge, you do.
Few and far between.
Oh, you see them in D.C., too.
Yeah. Also...
I mean, it's funny, but it's true. I remember the first time I saw a black squirrel, I threw my wallet and said, here, take it. Butters is laughing off, Mike. Take the acorns.
No, I'm not.
Take the acorns. Don't rape my wife.
Sir.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, Will,
my brother. Look, I'm not saying he's any more special needs than I am. We're both a little dinged up in the brains. We've been through some losses. We've seen some things.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you serve in the NOM. And one of the things he is really, really weird about is presents in general, be it his birthday, Christmas, bars, and bat mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
Given that you are both Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Glad you're tracking.
Yep.
And he can't take a present. At all. Like, my mom admittedly is not the best at getting presents, but we are adults. It's kind of hard to get a present for an adult.
Yeah.
But even if she aims low and just says, like, okay, I know you live next to Harris Teeter. Here's a $100 gift card to Harris Teeter. He will scream and screech that he is an adult capable of buying anything he needs.
Mm-hmm.
And... don't buy anything because it shows how little you care about his feelings because he's explained that he doesn't need gifts.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
So he doesn't want presents.
He can dance like
a
man.
Issue.
Yeah.
At all.
Shake a can.
He doesn't want presents.
I don't think
my mom likes to give. Now, me, even as a kid... like, I say this goes back to when we were children. Like, when we were a kid...
Are you a giver, John?
Yes. I don't know. I didn't want to take that down, like, weird sexual thing. We've done that a lot already.
I know.
Plus, I've got AIDS, so I'll be giving that
Plus,
soon.
Nobody heard it, because I'm pretty sure my mic's screwed.
No, your mic's fine, dude. Your headphone weird. Might be jacked,
yeah, might
but
be.
Your mic is fine.
I can
fine.
Hear you guys, just not me.
This is shtick from, like, the second year of the show. Just where we're like, the board's messed up.
Oh, nothing's working.
It's not messed up. Have faith in the Force.
We only had an intern.
Turn off your scope, Skywalker. You'll blow up the Death Star just fine. Listen to Obi-Wan.
Shield down.
Gonna get you through it. So, when we were kids, for example, like, he was just hard-headed. Like, my dad would come home, and my mom would instantly screech to him, like, the boys aren't doing their homework. Because, of course, we weren't. My mom's a pushover, and who wants to do homework?
Yeah, who does?
But then my dad came home, and I knew that, like, if I didn't do my homework, he would, like, put my head through a wall. So I would just immediately be like, oh, Dad's home. Guess what, Dad? I am doing homework. Mom's a dirty liar.
Every time you're home.
She's a liar and a harlot. And he would say, how do you know that word? And how do I? Because I'm a Greek immigrant with a very limited vocab. And, but my brother would just be like, yeah, I don't care. Still not doing it. And like, even as a kid, 2 years younger, would just get into it with my dad. And
with your dad too. I mean, I've seen it with your mom, but I didn't know he did it with your dad too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He's just always been hard headed. So my holidays typically consist of, no joke, my brother will come over.
Mm-hmm.
He will stare at the presents. And be like, why did you buy me anything? Just take it all back now. Whereas I will at least tell my mom, I want this thing. I'm going to buy it for you, and then you give me the cash back. How's that?
Yeah.
Like, my mom got me Xenoblade Chronicles X for the Wii U, the limited edition.
Nice.
Holla.
Really smart of her, right?
Right.
Somehow, you know, I make it work.
Collectors.
So my bro just sits on the couch, and he watches, is it Lockup on MSNBC?
I don't know. With Chris Hayes?
It's a prison show. No, that's the Kid Toucher show.
Mm. Huh.
That's Kid Diddlers.
Kid Diddlers.
AZ apostrophe on the end to appeal to the hip hop audience. He'll just watch Lockup, I think it is, where it's just guys in prison.
Good Christmas show.
Yeah. I don't know why he's into it. This is every time he's over, he'll watch Lockup. Somehow there's like the Lockup channel. I think it's MSNBC, but I swear to effing God, anytime he is at my house.
There's a lot of those specialty channels.
Lockup
is
on.
Channels like, there's nothing to watch.
he finds one thing.
Channels, the Investigation Discovery ones, like shows like that. Yeah, I could see there being a Locked Up channel.
I apologize. It turns out my headphone wire pulled your mic down, so you have been pretty low.
I'm pretty sure I was. So good. I said some hilarious bits there for a second.
All right, that's really funny.
So does that mean that no one heard anything he said?
That means I was right. No, it's just, it was like 5 minutes.
It's a strain to hear
it's
it.
It's going to be fun in playback.
They could hear it still.
I know. It was funny because I thought it was me messing with a mic.
My
and I didn't
wire.
Even. Yeah, because I got my laptop.
Maybe it would be a your Christmas miracle.
That's fine.
Well, if Jay's so concerned about
God,
it.
God, I should have checked out.
He can go through every time he talked in the last 5 minutes and manually raise the volume.
No, thank you.
All righty.
I'm not that kind of producer.
So I got to watch the usual mix of Aryan Brotherhood stuff and reports on Supermaxes. And there was no holiday cheer because my mom just has to walk on eggshells around him and try not to set him off. And the Boston Market mashed potatoes gave me the heartburn. And
because he goes like full blow up on her, right?
Oh, he loses his mind. Like there's a lot of anger in the both of us. I channel it into
a bummer.
Anger at food, which I then eat. And he just channels it at my mom and his hair because he's bald.
Yeah, but he shaves it, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Sarcasmic said she thinks of Will every time she shaves her legs.
Oh, he shaves that too and his arms.
I know.
He's a hairless baby of a man.
Yeah, we've talked about his shaving exercises.
No, I don't know, man. He makes a good looking bald dude. He's lucky like that.
Yeah.
I'm
going to be terrible.
Greek.
What's that?
He's the only bald Greek.
No, we all bald. We have like those Arab levels of testosterone. We get that weird like male pattern horseshoe crap. Do you know how much Propecia is in my veins right now?
No, I don't.
Oh, so much. I rub Rogaine on my noggin 3 times a day. I fight for this stuff.
Soon to be mine.
I fight for my hairline like I have fought for nothing else in my life. Like that is the one thing I got. If I go bald, I will look like Brando in Apocalypse Now. I will be uneffable. I mean, I'm uneffable now, but like, take the pile of uneffable that I am right now.
You're so effable.
And take
John.
A dump on it and then
I
douse it in
episode.
Gasoline and throw a match. And that's what I will be without hair.
Oh.
But it was not the. And then, so I'm kind of just hearing my brother fight psychopathically with my mom about presents. Because he just...
Which is a silly thing to fight
well,
about.
Well, it's like...
Just take them.
He just doesn't know how to,
give them
like,
away.
Or just open them and then...
Leave them
she's
there.
Like, which ones are you taking? And you go, I'll take them later, Mom. And then you just leave them there.
Yep.
Like a pube on the side of a toilet.
Well,
just, oh, I'll get to that someday.
Yep.
No, you're not.
No. Nope.
You hope, someone's going to piss it off the bowl for you.
Somebody else is going to do it. Yeah.
You guys could make
chipper.
Charitable contributions on his behalf. There's no way he can turn that down.
I
you
did
can't
that.
Get mad about charity.
I actually did that one time. I cleaned out my mom's OCD. This is just like all the family dirty laundry.
I tried to take them.
My mom's really OCD and has a closet of like, no joke, maybe 45 coats of the whole family's, including a lot of our childhood coats. And the support
super necessary.
The support beam in the middle of the closet.
Yeah. Is, just screaming.
Yeah, it's yeah. buckling. Like just under the weight. And maybe 2 years ago actually I grabbed like no joke 20 coats and dumped them off here at the station. And she lost
her awesome.
Mind on me. And then I always have fun with it. I'm like, cool, name one jacket I took.
Yeah.
remember one of them, and I will get it back
one.
For you. And
then oh, she
just
wait,
you could always just say the one that has
she
the little
sputtered and
on the
spat
end
and said, oh, yeah, that's not the point. And then I laughed. And then the joke was on me because she bought me like 5 new jackets that just went into the closet. Because I'd wear
because you wear a hoodie on a hoodie.
If it's
if
really
it gets
cold,
too cold,
I wear a second hoodie. Because I saw a homeless guy do it. And who knows how to stay warm more than a hobo?
That makes yeah. Dude, that is perfect sense.
But that was Christmas. And I forgot. I was going to play the Christmas song from Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do it anyhow.
Do
even
it.
If it doesn't fit and I needed to play it 20
put it
ago.
Up.
Come here, you. Come here. Look at this genius. Genius. And now we bring it back to
pow, 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 you're dead.
Exactly. Now I'm carbone in the back of the ice truck. So that was, and I watched Making a Murderer. A
oh,
murderer.
So great.
On Netflix for those.
So infuriating.
Those so all, you watched it.
Those are all fantastic all Christmas movies.
Burnt exactly.
You guys really did it right.
Nothing else to do.
That was like when I had the flu. God, was it right at Valentine's Day? And House of Cards season 3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so sick that I had to crawl from my bed to make a poo-poo. And mm-hmm. I got so worn out taking the dump. That I slept for an hour, but I just would like wake up.
I think you did
yeah.
you sleep on the toilet or did you sleep in the bathroom?
No, I crawled back out and then I kind of I fell asleep on the floor and then I got back in my bed. But the whole time, the soundtrack to this was season 3 of House of Cards. And I just woke, I would wake up and be like, that Russian guy is doing something bad. And
oh,
then I
good.
Yeah, and then I'd fall asleep and then I'd wake back up and I'd have to poo-poo.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, oh, it's
so let me ask you,
Sean Penn's wife's feet again. And then, you know, I'd crap and I'd wake up and it's like, yeah. Oh, they're spit roasting one of the security guards again. And
they're spit.
I'm going to treasure again. The mental image of that story for a very long time.
It was good. Like, really? I just, yeah, I all I could do is watch House of Cards and make
it's
a poo
awesome.
And get it in the toilet.
Make a poo-poo.
Upwards of 80% of the time.
Now, has the flu ever done this to you?
To you?
To you?
Poo-poo?
Poo-poo? So you're standing up there, and uh-huh. you gotta pee, but you, it just, okay, because the flu really sucks, and you mm-hmm. know, you're going to the bathroom a lot, but you gotta pee. Now, has it ever just happened while you were peeing?
No, I did one better than that.
You're laughing.
I,
okay, I mean, I'm not, I, this, okay,
again.
That, okay, that happened.
Point
to
one
me.
For girls.
All right, that has
sitting.
Happened
there
to me.
Go.
And yeah, no, it's better.
I
be
had
safe.
Something similar when I was like just under complete gastric distress and I didn't know if I was going to barf yeah. or twosies.
Oh, I know. That's the worst, though.
Yeah, and then I knelt down thinking that I'd be able to hold it in while my body heaved, and instead I just started pooing into my pants
dude.
As I was barfing.
Dude, so you tried to... Wait, so you tried to barf between your legs?
No. Okay, so, like, I dropped trow...
You know,
thinking I was going to
he was
diarrhea or
on the toilet.
And then I was like, oh, no, the barf's going to win this sprint. The barf is the Usain Bolt in this one.
Oh, God.
So I turn around. But then it turned out that the twosie was also a Kenyan, just a guy not as fast as Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
So the violence
still
of going
running shoeless.
Ah! Ah! Like, caused me to then start going all over myself as I knelt in front of the toilet.
Ah, that's
this is
fantastic.
Why every bathroom needs a waste basket. So many bathrooms do not have waste baskets. And
never.
You know what? If you're spewing out of both ends, you need one.
Well, I was a kid, so I just, like, crawled out of everything and hopped in the tub and went, Mom, take care of it!
Oh, God. Tying my tubes right now.
God bless
I know, right?
Yeah. And then I just washed myself in the bathtub. I pretended I was Vince Neil from Motley Crue, and it was great.
This is what happens.
Yeah, I was like, this is what a rock star does every day,
yep.
barfing himself and pooing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sing Home Sweet Home.
Let's clean up before the show.
So, Making a Murderer on Netflix. Those of you that haven't watched it yet, if you're like one of those people that doesn't have Netflix.
What the hell's wrong with you? It's $7.
How did you find the show?
Yeah.
At this point, there's no hope for you.
I don't know. Yeah. That seems like a weird thing not to have nowadays, unless
it's
you don't
weird.
Have any internet.
When it's going to come down to the AZT or the Netflix, I'm going to pick the Netflix.
I have terrible
internet.
I need
to internet. Lose a few.
I have terrible internet, and I still have Netflix.
His internet's a joke, bad.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Comes from a satellite
far away.
Well,
you do live in, you know, a
West
trash
Virginia.
You live on the property where the murder from Making a Murderer took place.
Oh yeah, true. West Virginia and all that.
So that is a great West Virginia accent.
Yeah, thank you. That's it.
So for those that don't know Making a Murderer, it's kind of like a serialized story of a wrongfully convicted guy, Steve Avery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kind of in the vein of Serial. And what the hell else is
definitely
there?
Definitely in the vein of Serial.
There's Serial, and what's the other one that it kind of knocked off?
Ooh.
Nope. Couldn't tell you with a gun in my head.
Okay. Let's just say Serial.
But then you
Serial
would be the next story.
And Serial 2.
With the gun to your head.
And there's a guy, Steve Avery, in Wisconsin.
In the next episode.
Who did 18 years for a rape that he didn't commit. And then he gets out of prison.
DNA evidence exonerated him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but I felt like when they should just like listen to her testimony too, because she was like, a black did it. And then Steve's like, I'm not black.
Well, that's definitely not what she said.
I know.
God. They don't know what black people look like in Wisconsin.
That was actually what I focused
on at the time, about this. Pretty slim.
They do not know that they exist.
What?
As of 1985.
Were the Bucks not in town yet?
I don't know. Watch basketball.
Well, if you watch college ball.
Too fast pace for me.
Oh, okay.
Too fast. Too
much college story. Ball's a little white, but pro ball, not so much.
The Lakers.
So.
I'm out.
So, Steve Avery gets wrongfully convicted, does 18 years. They get him out eventually. The Innocence Project or something like that?
Yep. Yeah.
They test for DNA.
UW-Madison.
There you go. And he gets out with an American Taliban beard.
Yeah.
He looked a lot better in the head-to-toe racing sport coat.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that beard wasn't doing him any favors.
Nothing was doing him any favors.
I mean,
he's not a good looking man.
No.
Why would you get out looking like that?
No, yeah,
they
you look crazy.
Thrown him back in jail just for the goddamn beard.
Yeah.
They should have been like,
People are not going to trust you.
You raped a woman on the way out. Like, you gotta go back in. I'm sorry.
Before he made it to the car.
I mean, he just didn't get, like, look at me. Look at the way I live my life. I'm not exactly Captain Conformity.
That's a nice looking beard, though.
For the, well, yes, thank you. George Michael is my beard patron saint. Two sexy Greeks. Excuse me while I adjust my little crucifix earring. Why in the name of Christ, when you have been railroaded, you can tell the system doesn't like you. Doesn't like you to the point they shoved you in jail for 18 years. Why do you feel the need to get out? And
a little
like,
bit against you.
You're already like a fat slop pile. You look retarded. Because you are. I'm stupid, Mom, okay?
Okay.
No, you're not, Brennan. Yes, I am, Mom. I'm stupid.
What's the word inconsistent mean? Oh, I don't know, honey.
I'm not sure.
Why did you tell the investigators those things, Brandon? Because I guessed, Mom, just like I do with my homework.
They got in my head, Mom. They got all up in my head.
You know what? I think we just recited, like, every line that they possibly said, because everything else was,
I'm just gonna come out.
No,
and
like, do you hear them have a conversation? Like, they didn't have anything to say to each other. They would just say yeah, like three or four times, and it's like,
what else did you? We're screwed. What else did you do to her, Brandon?
Yeah.
Then we took her hair. What else did you do? I'm just going to come out and say it. You shot her, Brandon. Yeah. Why didn't you say that earlier, Brandon? I don't know. We'll get to Brandon in a second.
Oh, it's so coerced.
So Steve Avery gets out of prison, and he's like entitled to a lot of money because, hey, you did 18 years. It happens. And it's like right before he gets his 36 mil, all of a sudden they're like,
I don't know if they would have given it to him.
I don't think they had.
I don't think they would have, because he only clears
that
400K.
That freaking town. Like a small town that where the closest big town to you is Green Bay, 45 minutes away.
Green Bay is a little turlet of a place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't have upwards of 30, 40 mil.
He would have bankrupted the state. Yeah. He would have just become Emperor Avery. I want Brett Favre to have sex with me.
Not yet. 92.
Again. Okay, so Steve, right before he's going to get his payday, all of a sudden the cops are like, the caps. They're like, oh, hey.
It's spreading.
This woman disappeared on your property. You murdered her. And the whole show is just this really depressing. I mean, it's like almost laughably one-sided, but it's this depressing trip down what seems like the railroading of all railroads. And it's like, look, I'm not saying that maybe he didn't get effed by the system, but good.
He got a little effed.
Oh, he got totally effed.
At least a little effed.
At least a little, not counting the 18 years.
We're talking just first or second here.
The second trial.
Oh, totes effed.
There's the key. There's the car that was miraculously immediately found. There's his blood in the car.
For those that haven't watched it, there's a lot.
Yeah, spoilers.
There's a lot of evidence that seems like planted.
Like very, very planted.
But like an open bottle of blood.
They were on his property for 8 days.
Supposed to be in the evidence locker.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The vial. The vial was a real shocker.
There, if you just watch this show, you will feel
then you
that
would totally,
it
yeah,
is the most
the
grievous
one-sided
miscarriage.
It's
yeah,
insane.
Absolutely. I found some information out today that they left out of the Netflix one, and it's nothing too damning, but I mean, it is kind of heavy. Apparently,
well, they just painted him as this complete F-wit.
Oh yeah,
which
I
don't think they had to work hard at, like. Both
no,
he and his cousin, Brendan, who was also convicted because they got this dumb kid to, like, confess. Now, I don't really think he did anything. Like, Brendan's just a dumb dude. But they both have IQs in the 70s, which, by the way,
you know something.
70 was the max IQ that either
really?
Of them had.
Yes. And you know what was funny? Casey pointed this out.
Okay.
Brendan got 70. And, Steven
one
got
year
68
for each point.
And I was like, how is that even possible? Like,
well,
Brendan scored higher than him.
The system is broken.
Yeah,
that's
apparently.
How.
Yeah, so that's.
I watched
the
Sesame
standardized
Street
testing.
So
all Big Bird and that.
The show, if you watch it, like, on its surface, the way it's presented to you, it's just, it gets more and more depressing by the minute. Like, I couldn't stand, like, I had to. Because most Netflix content that comes out, I will watch it. But, like, I couldn't just stand watching. It was just like, all right, here's dumb Steve Avery. Here's how they're framing him next. Here's how he's getting effed by the system more. Here's the person that probably killed them, but we don't care because here's Steve Avery. Oh,
look
now here's
how dumb he is.
Here's dumb Brendan. They're framing dumb Brendan now. And it was just so depressing. I mean,
it is super depressing.
God damn. Even Schindler's List had the courtesy to end after 2 hours. You know what I mean?
I took many, many breaks between episodes because there's only so much of those people you can handle.
You know, I didn't.
Whoa, what
I
do you mean by
fresh.
Those people?
People from Wisconsin.
Okay. I usually say it for another time.
You know, I traveled to Wisconsin once.
That was the fascinating aspect, though, in a place that didn't have minorities. Like, the system invents its own minorities. They were like, well, everyone is Nordic here, so we're just going to pick on this one family that lives on a creepy salvage yard with a lot of cars around them.
Oh, totally.
That's classism for you.
Yeah, it really is.
If race isn't involved, it's going to be money.
Something, yeah. People don't get that. They really think, Quentin Tarantino once said that, and he was like, we're a country that thinks it's divided by race, but is actually divided by class.
Well, it's a few things.
No,
you know,
it's just
you got
class.
Your double binds, your triple blinds. I mean binds.
What are we talking about?
We double
Amanda
down.
Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
Okay.
Her especially. Mm-hmm. My God.
What
she's
a girl
on the
wants.
News again.
Masterpiece.
It is.
That is one of her movies.
Chew
right?
Like You Have a Secret.
All that.
Which is the one where she was the boy? The boy soccer player.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch that one.
That with early Channing Tatum.
Is it?
Oh. Yes. Well, when he sticks a tampon up his nose to stop a nosebleed.
That is hilarious.
And I'm blanking on the name of it.
It's all right. I watched Magic Mike XXL this weekend.
I didn't know he was
not even joking about that.
Nope, he's not. I walked in on it.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my roommate was watching it, but I walked in. I was like, hey, I liked the first one.
Yeah, we did sit down.
We did.
And then we
couldn't be stopped.
Took off our pants. And
a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
Half-mast, you know.
I needed a Christmas present.
You have to compare.
One that I didn't buy for myself.
You have
Channing
to compare.
Channing Tatum doesn't fall along gender lines. He just is, he's an Adonis. And everyone can appreciate him.
Exactly.
He's what's going to
I think you
humanity.
Sound gayer if you wouldn't have sex with him. That's
totally.
That's science.
Like, you've got a secret if you're not going to F Channing Tatum.
Exactly. Sorry, I pulled out the headphones. And now I didn't hear it in my ears when you said, I want to bang Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
There we go.
Channing Tater.
Good movie. It's got Will Smith's wife calling Channing Tatum white chocolate, if I recall. Times. So you guys, your Christmases, better than mine? Did
mine,
you get presents?
No. I got great presents, except for the weird stuff. I mean, not to immediately sound as ungrateful as your brother.
Sorry, I just have to cover
no
my
one can.
Ass. My girlfriend got me a lot of good stuff.
Great. Yeah.
There
great.
You go.
That's
she,
awesome.
I had $100 worth of really premium tea.
I had some of that there delicious tea today, yeah. And it was fantastic.
So I don't want to act like it was all bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was hooked up. Back to you, sir.
I chased it with a beer.
Well, I got a lot of good presents as well. But what was weird was that, so my grandparents, you know, they're getting older, and nothing brings out senility like the holidays when you have
like being
things
old.
That you, yes, you, that you have to do, and you're no longer capable of doing them without a massive amount of help. So
so that's why Steve needed Brendan to help him rape and murder that woman.
Because he was really
you
old.
You damned me.
Old.
You damned me.
In Wisconsin years, he was like 1,000.
It's true.
It's disgusting.
They have the life expectancy that we had in like 1822.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
You know what did surprise me?
In the great white north.
Is Stephen, he never like damned Brendan like a lot. Like I figured, dude, if that was me, I'd be so pissed. But he really was just like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's
Brendan's
the same
in trouble,
thing.
Huh?
Dumb to be angry.
Did you ever
yeah,
watch?
Yeah, I was just like, why is he not? I would be furious.
Did you ever watch Paradise Lost?
No.
It was no, about the
but I was
West
told
Memphis
to, yeah.
Three, these three kids that were like metalhead outcasts. Notice a pattern here.
Of course.
And two of them were normal, and one of them was like special.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him the Brendan treatment where it's just like, hey, retard kid.
What did they do?
We'll give you a Metallica ticket if you say you raped and murdered these little boys. Oh, really? Will they play the Master of the Puppets live for me? Sure. How many times did you rape and murder them? How many were there? Three. Okay, thanks. And that's what happened. It, like, they just find... That's why everyone I hang with, I give them an IQ test. I'm like, if it goes down, I need to make sure you're not completely
I'm
stupid.
I'm ratting you out immediately.
Here's if
there's no loyalty.
Because here. I guarantee if you're listening to this show, you're not cracking triple digits with your IQ. If you are getting...
If by somehow you are.
Locked away by the police and they're talking to you. Four magic words. I want my lawyer. That's it. Over and over. I want my lawyer. Say it like it's your mantra.
Like it's your baba.
I want my lawyer. And eventually you'll get a lawyer. And then nothing happens to you. Just make sure
nothing
his name
yet.
Ends with like Steen or Berg or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones.
Or Levy.
Exactly. Gold, silver, ruby. Something jewel related. Yeah. precious metal related.
That's strange.
Be safe. Get the Jewish lawyers. They're the good ones. All right, so back to your Christmas of Jewish lawyering up.
Anyways.
Yes.
So, oh yeah, I mean, I'm Jewish, obviously, mm-hmm. But we still celebrate Christmas in my family.
And you don't want to look weird.
No, of course not. We want to blend into society. Eventually assimilate to the true upper echelons of whiteness.
That's it.
And so my grandma got the men in the family these black beanies that have lights on the front of them.
Do they have little stars of David and
no.
Rest on the back of their head?
No, they're just
that's
straight
not blending
up
in.
Burglary beanies. And she
okay.
kept
cookie
saying,
crooks.
You can look forward and down your path. That's what the selling point
that's
was.
That's like
of
my
the beanies.
Mom who buys me a flashlight a year.
I was
in case
worried
it all goes
and
down.
She was so delighted that everyone was wearing them at the same time and that we were taking
in
pictures.
In Temple?
In Temple,
okay.
Where yeah. We exchanged these Christmas presents.
She bought them mm-hmm. Capos.
And then what she bought everyone else was multiple styluses per person for our iTouch devices, despite the fact that touchscreen devices don't need styluses.
Well, sometimes you just get confused or bored and eat a stylus. So
yeah.
I think
you know how that happens.
She probably ate one or two in the process.
Oh, no.
I
Oh, Nana.
God bless Carolyn.
The old woman's going to pass that.
She peaked a long time ago.
She got skin like tissue paper after a certain age. She would swallow it and it would literally be poking out of her stomach.
And then she would be...
like a quill.
Wrapping the gift with her body made of tissue paper.
I'm not into body horror.
Okay.
We got
body...
we got,
suit yourself.
We got Cronenberg over here.
Get it? Suture.
Cronenberg.
So yeah, no, Christmas was great.
Queen
except
of Puns,
for
baby.
Me being reminded of how incredibly close to the end my grandparents are, which was not super.
Oh no,
that's a bummer.
Was it like seeing your dog not be able to get up the stairs anymore?
Just run around in a tiny little circle.
Like you just blink and suddenly you're like, how did all that white get in your muzzle?
Yeah.
And then it blinks back because it can't see. It has like those cloudy movie blind guy eyes.
Yeah, those
I would
terrible.
Be allergic to those eyes because I'm lactose intolerant.
James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
How about your Christmas?
Yeah.
Mine was all right. I spent it with my girlfriend's family, but
why is that? Because your own family doesn't
family,
love you. What?
Yeah, as much as they don't love me, they decided they didn't even want to be in the same state as me.
No kidding.
Yeah, they all traveled. I mean, everybody. Twin brother and my parents.
Your twin
That's
brother.
That's everybody. Oh, and the dog.
And they took the dog.
He's not a real twin, though.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
because
he looks like a leprechaun or...
What's the crappy twin called?
Zach Galifianakis.
Are you sure
one
your family doesn't just
worse.
Own a leprechaun?
No, I wish.
I've never
God,
heard someone
be
say
fantastic.
Their dog looks like a leprechaun.
Punched him right in the stomach.
I think your family may just have a leprechaun.
I think that's how that works.
He really does look like Zach Galifianakis.
He does.
But like a non-ethnic one, because you're like as Anglo gets.
Yeah, I'm pretty white. Super
weird,
Welsh on Welsh on Welsh.
Yep.
I think that's it. And I have a Welsh Corgi. But
no one asked.
I have to tell people.
You needed
the
to laugh at that too,
because
now it just sounded mean, Butters.
It's like being a pedophile
well, that's
where you
John.
Have to disclose it to everyone in your
but
neighborhood.
They were all in Maine, so I was staying back here in Virginia.
Now, why weren't you part of it?
Well, you know, I was asked when they were heading out the door. No, they had told me before, but I'm not interested in driving up to Maine or getting a ticket to Maine.
Or your family.
Talking to anybody in Maine. Or
Maine's fun.
Hanging
you can
out
with get
my
away
family.
With murder there.
Any sort of experience.
You probably could. There could be some sort of Steve Avery case in Maine as well.
See the lovely lakes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but I laughed. She said
Lobster.
It. She said it funny talk way.
So
you were here with your girlfriend's family.
Yeah, that's my new family now. So I ate at their house Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner, and that was fantastic. We had a roast beast. And
what kind of beast?
The roasted kind. The
okay.
Dark meat.
Nondescript brown.
Yep.
A mutton.
Yeah. Something like that.
Chop.
Sulfites and all.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Mine was fine, you know. It wasn't exactly gift heavy. I didn't hang out with my family, but I can't remember Christmas being that good for the last since you turned into an adult.
Mm. Is this the first one without your family?
Is the first one? Oh, no. God, no. God, no.
No, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why it was so good.
You're trying to crack this tough exterior?
Yeah.
Well, I personally am very excited for the future if Christmases just get exponentially worse.
Oh, they get... like anything else.
It does not get better.
They just blur together.
Yep.
It's like, oh, was this the Christmas that I watched Die Hard for the fifth time? It's like, mm-hmm. Which dumb movies did I watch? I ate the same meal. Which stupid video game did I buy myself? Will I ever lose my virginity? It gets old.
That's it. When am I going to have sex again? When am I going to see my toes?
Yeah. When will Santa send that fleshlight?
Yeah. Why are my feet always numb?
That's why you ask for socks.
Yeah, that's why I get those nice socks. And I'm like, that's cool. Can't cure the diabetes. But thanks, Grandma.
I caught the joke.
So,
well,
that's about as good as it can get. So be happy about it, that it only happens once a year.
That it's only inflicted upon you once a year?
Exactly.
Well, we've hit a solid hour, as much as
I
want to keep going.
They're turning all the lights off around us.
Yeah.
And they kicked that little girl out.
Go and slit my wrists.
Singing that song.
Because there's no point to anything anymore. So.
I'll
Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year. I guess this will be the last one of the year. We should have presented that at the effing beginning.
Maybe something like that.
And then framed the whole episode around it. But
good
you know
on
what?
You for sticking in till this point.
Yeah.
Listener.
Exactly.
We love you.
That the listener who bought into a Lemmy themed episode.
I know. And
then went from there. All right, let's play the outro music.
Got a little
blah,
dip.
Blah, 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 blah. Are you playing yet? No, you're not. Why?
All right, guys, check us out on YouTube and check out the previous episodes at inpapasbasement.com. Check out me on Twitter at Pete Maybe.
Look at this guy jumping the gun. I'm like a woman in bed trying to get her orgasm first.
That's okay.
That would be a quick orgasm.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. My show. You've made it through Papa's Basement. Good for you. Good on you. We hope you liked it. If you want to get even more, inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done at Papa's Basement to see what I write on Twitter. It's funny stuff, and then there'll be the completely unfunny stuff where I just try
it's
to promote the show.
Instant classics, folks.
Some of this stuff gets attention. When I mention the show, not so much. We need to find a way to get the show attention when I mention it. We'll get to attention when I mention it. I said that twice.
Mm-hmm.
Stop nodding like a bubblehead, Buttersworth. It's kind of creepy.
It's good radio. I'm a butterhead.
Butterface, butterunch.
Hey-o.
You set it up and I had to do it.
I'm not mad.
I don't mean it. Pete will touch your boobs just to convince you that it's not the case.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, show, thank you for making it through 2015 with us. It's to all the people that started listening this year. Thank you. Please don't be like the people that listened and then left us, because they wind up like the people on the Avery Resort, all burned and charred and little bits of body.
But we didn't do it. We were framed.
And then we get away with it because we framed the tarred boy.
Keep him in the basement.
Yeah, so I think we're good. Butters, say your piece for the year-end episode. Good on you joining the show this year.
Yeah.
And Pete!
Thanks for putting up with me, everyone. It's been a joy.
All three episodes you made it in?
All three of them.
Are you going to be in next year, or are you going to get gallstones?
You know, we'll just have to see. As I said, my body seems to be shutting down, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
Are your grandparents going to outlast you? Like, 6 months from now, are you going to buy us a stylus?
Boy.
Like, remember me.
You know, that would be just desserts, if that were the case, after everything. Terrible thing I said about my grandparents today. But I'm on Twitter while I'm still alive as Is Butterworth It. Same as Instagram. You can add me on Facebook if you really want to. And I'm on Tumblr as How Much Is Butterworth. I'm also on Vine. And once again,
we all are, and we did two Vines each.
I have at least 10. And
really?
I'm also on Fun Run as Is Butterworth It. Please
What's
add
fun
me
run?
Still
fun
playing. Yeah.
It's so much fun. You run and it's fun. That's all there needs to be said.
Is there actual running?
No, we're not actually running. Yeah.
My
Thank God,
no.
All right.
Oh, running is disgusting.
It is, especially when you see me run. Oof. A lot of jiggle.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Okay. I guess that's it. Again, this is the year ender. Thanks for everything. We appreciate you listening. I'm going to just keep talking until Surf Rider actually ends for once. I like going over the limit. Taking it to the limit one more time. Great. I went out on like the weakest joke of the episode. Yeah.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.